Early in 2020, before the world fell apart, I did a story and interviewed and had him on the radio show, a man named John Soss, who I have known for many years as the, you know, head of marketing, I guess is the title, for Jam Productions, which has put on hundreds, if not thousands, of concerts over the last 40 years in Chicago, run by Jerry Michelson and Arnie Granite. Arnie is no longer with Jam Productions, but John is. The revelation was... for me, was when Tony Fitzpatrick, our mutual friend, who's been on every radio show in existence, a wonderful visual artist, actor, radio host, the puzzle maker, gallery owner.
Raconteur,
yeah. Anything else? Okay, 5:30, wait. said, hey, you know John Soss, he's doing this thing, it's like these photographs. What John did was wandering the beaches on his bicycle and on foot for many years and gathering things up at the beach and taking them home and putting them in sort of square designs and taking pictures of them and sending them to his sister. And Tony saw these and was so taken with them that he said, John, these are works of art and I want to display them in my gallery. John did do that show. It was incredibly successful and also incredibly enjoyable. He does another show. His second show opens this Friday at the Dime Gallery on Western Avenue. I'll give you all the details you need. A second show, John Soss.
Yeah, and it came at a good time, you know. And it's been 2 years. I've had a lot of time to sort of perfect a little bit of what I'm doing. It's probably the wrong word, but I've fine-tuned what I used to do, and I think I've learned a lot since that last show.
Let me ask you, the first show, when we talked, you were reluctant to think, call yourself an artist and reluctant to think of what you were doing as art, but I think, I certainly called it art, Tony certainly called it art, many other people did. Perhaps, did you feel at all empowered? You must have by that first show and the reception it got.
I did, and I think that the first weekend of that show, I was at the gallery, and this guy walked into the room. It turns out his name was Nick Bubash, who I did not know at the time.
Right.
And he read your article and sat across the table from me and basically told me how what I was doing was a form of art. And he explained why.
Yeah.
It's one thing for someone to tell you that you're this thing called an artist, but it's different when someone says, here's why. And it turns out that that's not unlike some of Nick's own art. So he was speaking from a place, he knew what he was talking about.
Well, and sadly, Nick Bubash, who I knew too, recently died, which sort of gives a certain punctuation to this new show. It is called On the Beach, Dime Galleries on Western Avenue. You can Google Dime Gallery or go to the dimechicago.godaddysites.com. You'll find it. John also has a Facebook page that you occasionally, a lot, you show a lot of your stuff on that page, don't you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and Monday through Saturday I post a different beach photo every morning. And then on Sundays, I usually kind of take a bit of a break from that, and I post an essay.
Yeah, which I have found. I mean, I had not read them all, but I found. I'll just talk about one of these essays, and I think you people will be quite taken with John. John is always, before I knew him as a photographer and artist, I knew him as a writer. He did a number of freelance pieces. I think I printed a couple in the Tribune. And I have always loved his writing. You will be terribly taken with his writing on Facebook, as he says. One that really grabbed me was about sand. Doesn't seem like a topic that would grab a person. But you call it at one point not only your companion, but your nemesis. And I don't remember what else, but companion and nemesis, and you write beautifully about it. And what the essays you sent me tell me, and the essays people can read, is that you really come walking the beach and finding things and searching the beach has told you a great deal about yourself or parts of yourself that you never really explored. Is that, am I making too much of this or not?
No, well, it's there's a meditative quality to it, because I'm, you know, you're by this body of water and you can feel it, you can hear the waves. And
you can hear a lot of things. That's another one of these pieces. You're hearing a lot of things. You're open to a new world, kind of.
Right, because you're on this precipice between the lake and the land. Because I walk right along the edge of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not, so I don't have all my stuff. I don't have my laptop. I'm not around my house. I don't have, so I get a chance to sort of think and work things out in my head and kind of, I learned to explain things to myself by being out there and having the time.
And being alone.
Being alone and not having a deadline to get home. I'm out early enough to where I can stay out there as long as I want. I don't have to look at my watch and say, oh, shoot, I got to get back on the bike. And
yeah, the Bears game starts in an hour. Yeah, right. Exactly.
None of that.
You are... Well, let's take, we got to take a commercial break. I want to ask you a ton of questions and pursue this further. But again, John Sauce's second On the Beach show will be at Dime Gallery, opening next Friday, Friday night. And you can just Google Dime Gallery, John Sauce, S-O-S-S, and you'll find all the information you need. You're going to be, you know, the days of huge, I'm hoping Friday will be a huge gathering, but huge gatherings seem to be on hold for a while. So you're going to be there every Saturday, right?
Right.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea, just to meet people.
Yeah, I think that there's plenty of people who don't want the hustle bustle of an opening night. Saturdays are a little bit calmer. You can kind of walk the room and see everything and talk to me.
How many pieces are you going to have up this
44.
Time? 44. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we'll talk about those 44. How many did you sell last time?
Some of them I sold all. They come in editions, small editions, and a couple of them I sold all of them. So it was
well, good. I am a huge admirer of this, because it goes to also... It goes to my philosophy of life, you know, the whole notion of look down, look up.
Pay attention.
Realize where you are. We'll be back in a couple minutes. John Sauce will have 40-some works on the walls of the Dime Gallery beginning, well, they're up before, but you can see them Friday if you care to get up to Western Avenue, just short of North Avenue, right?
Yeah, it's just a couple blocks out.
And just Google Dime Gallery, John Sauce, S-O-S-S. Go to John's Facebook page and you'll really get an insight. I mean, there's some, you know, John is wisely, and I think for himself and for potential buyers, customers, lookers, going to be at the gallery every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So there won't be a huge crowd. People should wear masks if they're coming to the part at any time. You know, you people know what the deal
is. Yeah, the indoor mask mandate is not really a mystery to too many people at this point.
Yeah, not at this point. Not at this point. How is your art change? I mean, are you more conscious now when you bring home a bag of stuff, which you do, stuff. It's shovels, it's cigarette lighters, it's anything you can imagine that people would lose or throw off boats or lose at the beach, and it's a combination of all that. Are you more conscious? Is there like a little cloud above you saying, you're an artist? Or is it the same? Do you know what I mean, John?
Well, the last show, the 2020 show, before the pandemic, everything from that show was from the time previous to that. When I was really viewing these things as like documents of what I had found.
Gotcha.
Everything that is going to be in this show, maybe with one exception, I've started to pay attention to what Nick Bubash said to me, and I started to think a little bit differently, and I took my time a little bit more, and I could often be walking the beach and finding things and begin to imagine how they might fit together. So when I would go home, I would then sort of have a bit of a layout in mind, and I would know why this one piece is the center and why the other pieces are going to fit around it. And then at that point in time, it's really just a matter of following like a pattern,
yeah,
like the way you would put a puzzle together.
Sure, sure. You would see, well, the pattern started to form in your head as you're picking the things up. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
I know you saw the story I wrote today about, in the paper today, about the carvings that people had done along the lakefront. There are hundreds of them, that only a fraction of which I've ever encountered in my many years in Chicago. And because you're a sand guy and not a rock guy, did that come as a revelation to you? It must have come as a pleasant revelation.
Well, I had seen some of that stuff. I didn't know the scope of it, though.
Yeah, who did?
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'd seen some of it just in times, and I would be hanging out by the lake with somebody. And
you go, look, there's a, yeah.
But I thought, well, that's just, you know, some amateur artist with a chisel, and, you know, he's maybe going to chisel a heart with his initials and his girlfriend's initials. You know, I just didn't realize what was really going on there. Because,
yeah,
as you said, I spend my time on the sand. The rocks don't have anything to offer me.
Right. Because nothing is floating up onto the rock.
Or exactly.
Staying on the rocks. Are you still finding money? Or how, let me ask you this, knowing that over the last 2 years, I'm assuming during the summer of 2020 and this summer, that fewer people were out in their boats, am I wrong about it? Has the volume of stuff changed at all?
It has. I've had to, I only go to certain beaches because I kind of know what to expect there, and I think that there are certain places where there's just been more activity. But in all that time when the mayor closed the beaches,
yeah,
and the boats weren't out, I was still getting out there.
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah. They didn't have armed guards out there.
They didn't. Yeah. I did get busted once by a police cruiser, but for the most part, no one bothered me, and I was finding things like masks and blue gloves,
yeah,
and things like that were landing on the beach. But I just shifted my focus, and I would really be amazed at what kind of driftwood I was finding. You know, so if I wasn't finding plastic toys and fun things, I was finding driftwood.
Nature.
Oh, yeah. And, peach pits. And leaves, autumn leaves that would come up, or bird feathers from migrations, those kind of things. So I just sort of shifted my attention to find what was there and not lament what was not there.
And that's a nice philosophy. That's a good way of living and thinking, and thinking too. Tony, the way in which these, I'm not artistically minded, but the way in which you and Tony decided to present these things, the photographs are on metal or something.
Right, aluminum.
Describe that process, because it's fascinating and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, that was his idea from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I had to search around to find places that would do this, and there are a few. There's been a bit of a process to get things done the way I want them to, but they're on aluminum panels. These places use recycled aluminum, and it's a very sturdy piece of aluminum. The image is printed on, and it's kind of encased with a very thin layer of like a glossy or a matte finish, so it's impervious to sunlight. There's no fading.
Mm.
They're hard to scratch. You can wash them with Windex if you get your fingerprints on them. And there's a backing piece of frame wood that you cannot see when you're looking at it. But it lifts it off the wall by like a half inch or three quarters of an inch.
I think it's an astonishing. I have one of these things, thanks to you. And I think it's astonishing.
It's really striking. And it was all his idea. I would have never thought of that.
Well, Tony, now you're sort of, for the month of December at least, you're in competition with Tony, who has his own exhibition at the Cleve Kearney Museum or Gallery. Cleve Kearney, I guess, is a museum at the College of DuPage. He's got a ton of works here, and this is his final
museum.
Institutional kind of show. You've seen it, of course.
It's stunning. There's I think he has 90 pieces.
Yeah, yeah.
And each one of his pieces probably has 90 things in it.
I know.
So there's a lot to really take in at this thing.
Has he inspired you? In that? He must have inspired you in some ways.
I sometimes find myself when I'm, if I'm working with certain types of pieces, maybe some paper or whatever, I tell myself, don't do that. Because that,
If you find a matchbook, what are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
Yeah, throw it out.
I can't touch a matchbook because that's part of his thing.
Yeah, Tony's inspired a lot of artists, but I think it was a wonderful thing he did, and I think you'll agree. I know you were reluctant at first to even...
He forced upon me a sense of confidence. By just hammering it into my head that people are going to like to see these on a wall. When I was telling him, no, Tony, this is just an Instagram thing.
Yeah.
So he, I think that it was partly inspiration, but also he doesn't take no for an answer.
That's true.
And he tells you what he thinks.
That's also
right?
true. That's also true.
And that kind of truth, I think, sunk into me.
Yeah, it does sink in. And in its way, it also inspires. I think it has the ability to inspire. And I think it's inspired you. And I'm so pleased. I was thrilled when he told me. I heard from him first about the second John Sauce exhibition at the Dime Gallery, which is really a wonderful, it's a very cozy space, as John said. It opens this Friday, and if you don't like big, or what used to be big, you know, jammed gallery openings, John is going to be there. The artwork will be there all the time, but John will also be there every Saturday. And it is a joy, ladies and gentlemen. Please take advantage of the chance to talk to John Sauce. Look up John Sauce, you see him on Facebook, you can see his stuff all over, and read him, too. Read him, too. It opens Friday at the Dime Gallery. John, it is always a treat to see you, and now that you're one of my favorite artists, so you and Tony Fitzpatrick are my favorite Chicago
Thanks very much, Rick.
My pleasure. Thank you all for listening. I think we have a show next Sunday. There's Chris. Ah, Chris, we don't know. This is that kind of station. If so, I'll be talking to you then.